Much of the so-called culture wars in contemporary American society, for politics at least, centers on one primary battleground, says Dr. Marty Klein, sex. Yet in his 3 decades of study of human sexuality, as a therapist, writer, and educator, Klein says he's come to recognize a big difference between personal behaviors and political pronouncements.
In private, Americans are becoming more experimental, more non-judgmental, more accepting, and in general, people are doing more things sexually at home than they ever have before. On the other hand, in the public arena, Americans are becoming more conservative, or at least the leadership in America has become more conservative. There are more laws today regulating what you can do in your bedroom than there were, say, 25 years ago.
This war on sex, as Klein calls it, has deep roots in U.S. history, perhaps stretching back to the Mayflower itself, but it is also largely a one-sided conflict, advanced mainly by interests he characterizes as erotophobes. These days, some of their loudest broadsides are directed against gays and lesbians, but Klein suggests that's just part of a broader agenda.
You never hear someone say, I'm totally fine with people going to strip clubs, and I'm totally fine with people controlling their own reproductive rights, but I absolutely hate the idea of homosexuality, and I think it's sick. You never hear that. So that gives us a clue that the tremendous amount of anger and hatred of homosexuality is about something else. And I think it's about people controlling their own sexual destiny. That's the religious right's worst nightmare, that people would seize control of their own sexuality.
That's borne out, he continues, in the recent uproar over health insurance coverage for contraception.
Reliable contraception allows people to have sexual experiences comfortably and with the assurance that they're not going to have damaging consequences. And if you look at the war on sex, if you look at people like Mr. Santorum, Mr. Gingrich, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin, they're against anything that makes sex more comfortable, more pleasurable, makes sex safer, healthier, and just make it easier for people to seize control of their own destinies.
Klein, a Palo Alto-based psychotherapist and family counselor, also travels widely speaking out on issues of sexual health and politics. He's visiting the Sonoma State campus today, where he will be a guest lecturer in a class as well as presenting a public talk this evening. He feels it's important to share his message to college audiences as they lack the historical perspective to fully appreciate the stakes in the war on sex.
In my lifetime, there were laws that made it a criminal offense for people of different races to have sex with each other. I also remember when it was illegal for single people to get contraception. I also remember when it was illegal for people to have abortions. I also remember when Johnny Carson was not allowed to use the word pregnant on television. When Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore were forced to sleep in separate beds on their sitcom, even though they were married. Young people today don't realize how easy it is for the government to make decisions that interfere with their sexual expression and their knowledge of sex.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.